2 years ago, I sat down with a local landscape photographer named Andrew Peelage to talk about his work photographing Frank Lloyd Wright's architecture. At the time, he had shot 15 different properties in 5 states. And I asked him, how many of these properties did he want to capture? All of them, he said, without really thinking about it. Well, since then, this has turned into a lifelong project for him. He's been all over the country photographing these buildings. He's been featured in Architectural Digest and Lonely Planet. Now, when you Google his name, Frank Lloyd Wright comes up too. So he came back into our studios recently to catch us up on how far he's come and what he's trying to capture with each new location.
Yeah, you know, coming into that interview, that really hadn't even crossed my mind. It was just, I love photography. I love Frank Lloyd Wright. So it was a good combination. And when you said that in the interview, I was like, within a second, that was it. It was decided. I have this huge personal project that is really going to take over the rest of my life doing in photography.
Well, and so how many Frank Lloyd Wright properties are there you could shoot? It's 500-something?
So yes, there's 531 of them. I've shot now 52.
And you've been all over the country doing this, right?
Yeah, all over the country. I, in fact, just got back from Los Angeles and shot the Hollyhock House and the Ennis House and just returned yesterday, actually, from shooting those.
Right. And it's not a simple process, right, to get the permissions and the connections you need to shoot these things. Walk us through that.
Yeah, you know, the photography you'd think would be the hard part, but, you know, that kind of comes naturally to me, so it's not. But it's getting access to the locations is the tough part. So they're all kind of independently owned or different organizations mm-hmm. get them. So, you know, it's networking and getting in with these people and making sure that they realize that this is a serious thing that I'm doing and a big project and a lot of responsibility for me to document these when I go into these houses.
So let's talk quickly about the process behind this. When we talk about architectural photography, this is an entire arena of photography. This is not a simple thing. It's not just shooting a building. Tell us how you approach it.
Yeah, scouting is a huge part of that. You know, and the second big part of getting prepared and doing it for this project specifically is Wright was so good at using natural light, using it, exploiting it, bouncing around his buildings, that I decided early on in this project that I would not use artificial light. Mm-hmm. So all the lighting would be natural. I felt like I would almost be cheating his designs if I came in as this photographer and put up lights and shine stuff that he didn't really necessarily want to be lit up.
Yeah.
So that's a huge part. And that's a lot about reading the light, when the light's coming in the windows that I'm looking for, you know, when that morning light and sunlight comes over the hill. It's not always at sunrise, especially in Falling Water and Taliesin West. You know, the light doesn't hit the building until after sunrise. So it's a lot of that information. And then once you get in, it's something in my brain clicks and I start to see angles and views that I want to capture, or things that were important to Frank Lloyd Wright that I learned in my research. And then I finally set up the tripod and the camera and start taking photos.
So let's talk about some of your favorites. What are some of the moments that stand out in the last 2 years of this project?
You know, I have to mention the David Wright House. I got married there. What a special moment that was for my wife and I. The architecture was a close second to getting married to my wife. So that was an amazing experience. And also, in the past 2 years, I've had the opportunity to do an artist in residence at Falling Water. So that was 3 full weeks there. And, you know, what an amazing experience that was. I grew up with the Frank Lloyd Wright book in my house, and Falling Water was on the front cover of that. So it was really a childhood dream come true to do that. Really, when you open the doors to that house and there's no one else in there, that water just fills the house, the sound from the waterfall. And I think that sound really comes through the soul when you're visiting that location. It's absolutely breathtaking. And I, you know, one of my favorite photos is of Falling Water. It was the last morning I was there of the 2 weeks, and fog came in. And that's one of the pictures that I wanted to get. And you can't force that. That has to come to you, obviously, from nature. So it was amazing to get that photograph.
What is it like when you get to be in these houses, in these spaces by yourself to try to pay homage to them? What are those moments like?
I don't even know if there's one word that can describe it. You know, I mean, most of the time when people go in there, there's tours and there's people moving around. You know, I usually take 5 to 10 minutes and not work. I put everything down and I just sit there and I listen, I look, I feel. And I think that really helps me kind of capture these little moments inside these big houses. Frank Lloyd Wright was obviously a great architect and great design, but he designs emotions and energies into his building. And if you have ever taken a tour of a building, you know immediately what that feels like. Yeah. And that's one of the goals of the project, is to capture, if I can, just a little glimpse or just a little feeling of what it's like to be in there. You know, I love the quote, a good photograph you can see, a great photograph you can feel. And that's really one of the goals of the project, is to feel Frank Lloyd Wright.
So since then, you've photographed over 50 properties. You've been featured in Architectural Digest. Yeah. This project has really gone all over the place. So tell us why this is so important to you.
I mean, there are a billion reasons why. I think the first one is great photographers have gone through Frank Lloyd Wright. Ezra Stoller, Pedro Guerrero, obviously, Shulman, the king of architecture photography. But there hasn't really been a photographer that's gone through and documented the houses since then. You know, those were 80s and earlier. And so, you know, one of the goals of the project is to go and see what these houses look like now in the 2000s. That's a great responsibility, you know, to even be talked about with these other photographers is something I'm just not used to quite yet.
Andrew Peelage, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Andrew Peelage is a freelance photographer in Phoenix who is capturing every single Frank Lloyd Wright building that still exists. You can follow his project on Instagram and Twitter with the hashtag 500FLLWProject. And we put some of his favorite shots from the past 2 years on our website at theshow.kjzz.org.